Welcome along, John Stubbs from Hartwood Homes. It's a delight to have you with us this morning, and thank you for coming in.
Hi, Paul. Really nice to meet you. Thanks for having us over.
Well, we're very, very pleased to get some local insight, because local insight is really important when it comes to this type of thing. But now tell us all about yourself and what Hartwood Homes is all about.
Of course, Paul. So, as my background, I've been a corporate agent since 1998. So I've been in St Albans for 27 years, which feels like a huge amount of time.
Well, you don't look as if you could have been in St Albans 27 years, so we need to know the
Thanks.
Secret of your eternal youth as well.
I'll absolutely take that. I was made redundant back in 2018. I went and did something completely different with property technology. And I just felt like I was missing the love of estate agency, meeting people, helping people, that joy of handing over the keys to them as they complete, seeing them again a few years later when they've had one, two, three children maybe. And I missed that. So I just wanted to open up an agency that was super friendly, more than anything, really transparent within the industry. Everything we do has to be about the client and what's best for the client, and never what's best for us as an estate agency. I also wanted to be someone who is just looking at service standards, because it's our biggest problem within the industry is just communication and feedback, and just talking through a very consultative approach to get the deals through at the best value for the clients and within the right kind of time frame.
It's quite a big decision to set up a business on your own. You know, maybe you could have joined an estate agent. What was in it for you in terms of your own sort of growth and development to say, right, I'm going to actually build a business of my own?
Sure, I just wanted to do it my own way. Because I've been driven by corporates for so many years, it's all about cash flow, cash flow and cash flow. Whereas it sounds very cheesy, but we genuinely care for people. And I have a great team that we've built over the last 5 years who care. And what I wanted to do is something where I can sit back and feel proud that I'm doing the right thing by people. And actually, I've grown the business much faster by just being really genuine, really transparent for the last 5 years than really any corporate company that I've ever worked for.
And obviously, that's just sort of locate, you are based within St Albans.
Yeah, we're based within St Albans. We cover all of St Albans and the surrounding sort of AL postcodes. And it's quite a large area. It's bigger than you think.
So I was talking to John earlier, and I was thinking, well, maybe John knows this area better than any of us. So you presumably know where the hot postcodes are and where the colder ones or chillier ones might be.
Definitely. The really hot postcodes is anything generally around the schools. School catchment has become a huge point of interest for everybody. Anything around Marshallswick and everything around Beaumont School. City centre's always been very popular because there's a huge demand of clients coming out of London, and that never seems to stop.
Okay, how is the local market doing at the moment,
Paul? So the market this year has been a slightly unusual market, as every year is. We've had the end of a stamp duty holiday, which has been phenomenally busy up until that point. Naturally, there's been a slight lull straight after the bank holiday weekend. The average house price on Rightmove has crept up by 0.6% this month, but our buyer levels have dipped down just a little bit. It's certainly slower than normal for this time of year, whilst this is probably one of your best times of year to be selling in.
It's a bit like a sort of a chicken and egg. Do you sell your house and then find somewhere, or do you find somewhere and then come back and sell your house? Where do you start in the process?
Joe, it's always the hardest question to answer, and it's probably one of the things that I get asked more than any other question. So where do you start? I mean, ultimately, I think you need to do one of two things. Firstly, if I was taking the prime decision, I would always say put your house on the market, because if you see somewhere you love, you want to be in a position ready to jump at it. If you're feeling nervous that there's not much out there for you and you're struggling to find, then at least get yourself market ready, have all your photos done, and then whichever agent you choose to use, you can be online straight away at a click of a button rather than any delay.
Okay, when obviously a lot of us will spend our weekends, you know, searching Rightmove and whatever or Zoopla or whatever these sites are. Just out of interest, how does that affect the way that you work as an estate agent? Because obviously you're a local estate agent and kind of, I guess, local is your sort of prime. But then there's all this stuff out there which is online. And how does that work for you?
So the online portals are huge. The real problem with your online portals, if you look at Rightmove as a whole across the country, 48% of leads that come in to estate agents from Rightmove never get responded to by agents. Now, that's across the country. The one thing that I would do if you're looking online is call the agent, talk to them, get to know them, really work together with them and make sure they understand what you're looking for, because they will be able to help you. The portals are great at driving in lots and lots of interest, but it's all about finding the right people for the right properties.
And I guess it's also quite useful that you obviously know the area and may well have actually sold houses within the area as well, which I guess gives you a huge advantage in that scenario where someone's wanting to decide what they do and also wanting a sort of a service to help them. I guess that's the most important thing, that you actually know the market rather than Zoopla has no idea what the market's like at all.
It doesn't. Zoopla has a thing called Zoopla pricing, and if you look on Zoopla pricing, I look at them for every appraisal, and some of them are really high, some of them are really low, some of them are spot on. I think it's really important when you are looking to sell or buy, talk to the agents, understand what they have available, and also be quite open to looking at something that's maybe not 100% of what you're looking for. One of the guys in the office today has just agreed a sale on a house where they didn't want to view the property. They said it wasn't right for them, but looking at the description, it was perfect for what they were looking for. They went and viewed it on Saturday, and they've come in straight at the full asking price today.
So, John, we've thought about the market. We kind of understand how it works. We understand how Hartwood Homes works as well, which is very helpful. So let's say we've now come to the point where we've decided that we're going to sell our house. Now, obviously, we want to have an advantage over everybody else. We want our house to be the most attractive it can possibly be. Impossible question. How do we do that?
There's so many things that you can be doing. And if you do want to recap on any of these, they're all on my website under both my seller's guides and our professional photograph preparation. The main things you can really do are decluttering the house, making sure that all your work surfaces are clear. You've got some lovely fresh fruit, fresh flowers around the place. Get ready for viewings as well. Make sure the place smells nice. You've got some
on that very point. I think it's very important. Obviously, traditionally, we say we need to bake bread and we need to have coffee on the pot. Is that still the case?
Yeah, anything like that. And just some nice diffusers in bathrooms. They both make it look pretty and smell nice at the same time. Mm-hmm. Your photographs are your window to your property. And if you look at Rightmove stats, you've got 10 seconds to grab somebody's attention on that very first impression. So that's got to be your best photo.
Yeah, and I suppose when you think about it, it's a bit like, not that I would use these, but it's a bit like dating online, isn't it? You've got that very short period where you look at the photo and either you swipe right or swipe left, I suppose. And it's the same for your house, isn't it? Your house is there and therefore you've got to get that right. So how do you achieve that? Presumably you need a really good photographer?
You need to have an amazing professional photographer. You also don't want to go too wide on your lens angle either, because it makes the property look so big, but people are then underwhelmed by the time they get into the house. So it's making it look beautiful but realistic at the same time. Really focus on your outdoor space at this time of year, your gardens. Get all your garden cushions out, get your umbrellas out, set the garden like you've got a party coming over. Make sure that the front of the property looks just as beautiful. Move the cars off the driveway. Make sure your flowers look nice in the front garden, because all those little things have a huge overall impact.
Okay, so we've got to make it look nice. And do you recommend that we do any decoration in the house?
So overall, I wouldn't spend a huge amount of money on your property, but touch up all the bits that are damaged. You don't need to go and redecorate the whole house unless you've got some hugely garish colours in there, and then you might want to get a slightly more plain template. But you do want to make it look nice, probably no more than a few hundred pounds spent on the property to really just make it look good.
Okay, so don't overdo it, but there is some opportunity to improve. As an estate agent, you kind of sit in that sort of place or in the middle of all of this. So let's say your offer's been accepted. What does the estate agent then do? What's the role, or what can the role of the estate agent be?
So the whole role, I mean, as your offer's being accepted, you want to make sure that they are fully checking the chain, both financially as far as possible and checking every link in the chain. The whole thing that the agent can really do is just be very communicative with you. Hopefully they'll be very transparent about the whole process, what's needed, what steps you need to take, and making sure that your buyer takes their steps within a very fast time frame. Because generally, if the buyers are slow on taking the steps, that's where your initial delays can come from. But there are some times when properties do sadly fall through. But generally, most of those happen either to something quite devastating towards the end of a sale, or a lot of them can happen at the very beginning of the chain if things aren't qualified and moved along very quickly. And you'll find that buyers don't always instruct their solicitor straight away, apply for their searches straight away. And when that happens, we as an agent have got to question that and take a decision. Is there a good reason? Is it fair? If so, let's wait. If there's not a good reason, should we be remarketing the property for our clients?
And I suppose if you are in the process of this sale, how often should you be speaking to your estate agent?
It really depends on the point of the sale. First couple of weeks, every single week, maybe even a couple of times. You will then find there is this slight quiet period where there's actually not much we can physically chase, because searches have been applied for, inquiries are out, your mortgage survey or your normal survey is taking place, and there is a slight lull period. But I like to talk to our clients about once a week, every week, just with a bit of an update. But if you are ever feeling like you want to know what's happening, my clients very much know they can WhatsApp us in the group, they can call us, email us, whatever their preferred format is.
Okay, super duper. Now, obviously, there's one other area which I thought would be useful just to cover today, and that was the whole question of buy-to-let, because buy-to-let used to be very, very popular, but I'm not sure it's as popular today.
It's not as popular today. It's not as lucrative for the landlord. There was so many, there's so many tax breaks that you could get on a buy-to-let that have all been taken away now. There's huge changes coming up imminently in Parliament with the new Renters' Right Bill that's due to come in. But I think there's still a place out there for buy-to-let. Rentals in St Albans it's a very crazy market. We have so many tenants for every single property that we have, but there's really not enough property to go around for those tenants. So rents themselves have increased dramatically.
Okay. So that must make it quite interesting and quite active.
It's definitely quite active, quite fierce, but it's all about finding the right tenant then for the landlord who's going to look after their property. And you've got to also remember, in St Albans, whilst the property yield is probably not that high, the amount you get per year, you will get a huge capital growth over a length of time.
Okay, so John, this is very, very helpful, and firstly, many thanks for coming in and joining us this morning. I think the part of your reward is that tell us what your website address is, because if people want to know more and they want to get in contact with Hartwood Homes, then please, you know, let us know how they can do that.
Yep. So our web address is hartwood-homes.co.uk. Do have a look at it, because there's so many guides on there about buying, selling and rentals that will be very helpful for you.
Okay, well, look, John, I really am grateful for your time this morning. I've got a feeling that we might want you back again, because I think that this is an area which is a very hot topic. This is a very hot area. So maybe we can have you back again. But thank you very much indeed for joining us.
No, thank you very much, and be very happy to come back.